This is the Social Workers Introspective, providing an up-close view of the role and impact of social work in our community. I'm Dave Smith. In this special series, we're speaking with area social workers and social work students about the field of social work, why they've chosen this field, and what it would mean if we did not have social workers.
I'm Rhonda Osby, and I am currently in the Master's of Social Work program here at ACU, and I am in my last semester. As one of my professors has said so many times to us, social work is basically the gap fillers. We fill the gap. Social workers, in general, basically are here, or what we do basically is we work with different populations, no matter what it is, whatever the situation, and we can work in a plethora of fields. No matter which field we're in, we're there to identify problems and to develop solutions to those problems.
What kind of social work are you studying?
Well, this program is more of a generalist
program,
and so we have a choice in our second year to either the first semester do psychopathology or administration organization, and so I chose that side. My undergrad degree is in psychology, so I've had experience with that, and so I wanted to see the other side, because at some point, as a social worker, you will eventually deal with the administrative side of things. A lot of people choose to do the counseling side, and then some actually go into a different side of that where they don't do much counseling, but they do things on a macro level versus a micro level. And so I'm more focused on the macro level, things that are up here,
big
that
picture.
Trickles down. Yeah, the big picture that trickles down to the smaller picture.
Is there a management kind of aspect to that big picture thing, since you're having to oversee so many different?
Yes. And that we learn much of that information from the administrative and organization side. Those of us that choose that side for that one semester, we learn a lot of different management styles. We learn the different management styles, because there are many, and how to interact with people that have those different styles and identify the styles that we have ourselves.
Social work is an industry, sort of, or it's involved in every industry.
Mm-hmm.
And you could have chosen social work as a profession, or you could have chosen it out of a calling.
Mm-hmm.
Why did you decide you wanted to be this?
I think for me it was more of a calling. I found myself always in positions where I'm helping people or trying to find resources for people. And so when I was in my undergrad, I was trying to figure out what I wanted to do. I was talking to a professor of mine, and I kept telling him all the things that I did, all the volunteer work I did, and you know, and why I loved it so much. And so he was the one that was like, you know, that sounds like social work. He goes, and you know, you can go to social work, you know, with your psychology degree, you know, you'd fit right in. And so I was like, wow. You know, I always thought of social services and things like that, but I never thought to myself social work. So he kind of pointed that out for me. And once I started looking into it, and I was like, this is where I'm supposed to be. I know it and I feel it. And so, you know, and the way it played out was just something I didn't even expect. And now to be in the program, I just love it, because I do things that I was already doing on a volunteer basis. I think it's really important when you have a job or do a job that you love that job that you're doing. And so it's a passion to help people and to always, you know, be able to find some sort of relief for other people, you know, direct them in ways that they may not know there is, and find the resources that they may not know that's available. So I find joy in that.
Podcasts of the first and second season of the Social Workers Introspective at our website, www.kacu.org. Tune in the month of March for the Social Workers Introspective, only on community-supported KACU.